Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission of India has released the final voter list today as part of the Special Intensive Revision SIR in poll bound Bihar. It is available on the official website of the Commission. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers come district magistrates. India has welcomed US President Donald Trump's announcement of a comprehensive plan to end the Gaza conflict. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it provides a viable pathway to long-term and sustainable peace, security, and development for the Palestinian and Israeli people, as well as for the larger West Asian region. Israeli Ambassador to India Reuven Azar has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for backing the US-led peace plan aimed at ending the conflict in Gaza. Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing national consultation on sustainable sugarcane economy in New Delhi today. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists, and industry stakeholders. Indian Army has assured that if Pakistan again carries out its misadventures, even after being heavily punished during Operation Sindoor, then this time the punishment would be colossal. Western Command Army Commander Lieutenant General Manoj Kumar Katyar, while speaking to media in Tarantaran today, said that Pakistan wants to continue the confrontation with India for its own vested interests. Its army and army generals are provoking India by carrying out certain activities, and the latest one was Pahalgam terror attack, to which India retaliated with Operation Sindoor. He said that Operation Sindoor is not concluded yet and preparations are still on to counter any misadventure. Deputy Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Avadhesh Kumar Bharti today stressed that indigenization is the way ahead to win future wars. Addressing the AeroTech India 2025, organized by FICCI in New Delhi, Mr. Bharti recommended 100% indigenization to ramp up production within defined timeframes. Later, talking to media on the sidelines of the event, Mr. Bharti emphasized that the research and development environment and infrastructure in the country need a revolution.
Research and development, environment and infrastructure in our country has to see a revolution. We need to be able to spend more. We need to be able to encourage grassroots research and development in our schools and in our colleges. That's not happening. So suddenly we can't expect the PhD students to reach those standards of R&D in our labs if they are not used to doing research and development in their younger days. So research and development environment in grassroots, we need to invest in that.
The death toll from Typhoon Bolhoi in Vietnam has risen to 26, with 22 people still missing. Vietnam's most devastating storm this year has wreaked havoc by bringing heavy rains that triggered floods, disrupting flights and train services. According to the National Weather Agency of Vietnam, rainfall exceeded 300 millimeters in several parts of Vietnam over the past 24 hours. A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary Frontier Corps in Quetta has killed 10 people and wounded more than 30. Provincial Minister in the Health Department of Balochistan, Bakht Mohammad Kakar, said that two law enforcement personnel were killed in the blast while the rest of the dead were civilians. Security forces said six terrorists, including a suicide bomber, were killed in the retaliatory action. A suicide bomber detonated explosives near FC headquarters, followed by intense firing. And in cricket, India were 46 for 1 in 12 overs against Sri Lanka in the opening match of the ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and elected to field first. And today, Market Mantra program will be broadcast from 8:10 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.